A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days, after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth and the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When branches become tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But on that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I know that all of us today in this church, we can divide in two groups. One group is with people for whom talking about these things, the last things, the ends of the times, it is something very scary. And they don't like to do this. And the second group, in the second group are people for whom it is something full of hope. And even maybe they expect these last days. But definitely, we can form only one group from all of us present here. It's the group about whom Jesus is talking about in today's Gospel. Because it is about all of us, what will happen with us in these last days. In today's Gospel, Jesus speaks about the day when he, the Son of Man, will gather the elect from the four winds, the four corners of the earth. These elect are the ones that the prophet Daniel in today's first reading referred to everyone found written in the book. From these and other verses of the Bible, you get the idea that our salvation is a foregone conclusion, that God already knows who will be saved. But at the same time, Jesus today is calling for our decision. He tells us, for example, to learn a lesson from the fig tree. He's not talking about the lesson that we need to learn to pass an exam. This lesson prepares us for something much more important, coming crisis. Jesus wants us to make sure that we are on the right side. In other words, we will soon have to make a decision. Divine election. It means God already knows who will be saved. And from the other side our human choice, our human decision. Christian thinkers and theologians have already had a hard time bringing together these two things, God's election and human choice, predestination and our free will. There is a story that illustrates the dilemma. Once some theologians were discussing predestination and free will. The argument got heated and they split into two fractions. One side said God already determined our salvation and we have nothing to do, we can't do anything. And the other group said that our human salvation depends on our personal choice. One man, however, could not make up his mind which group he belonged to. Finally, he decided to join the predestination group. But when he tried to sit down with them, they asked him, "Who sent you here?" "Nobody," he replied. "I came on my own free will." "Free will?" they shouted. "You don't belong with us. You belong with the other group." And of course, he moved aside and walked across the room and asked the others if he could join them. "When did you decide to join us?" they asked him. "Actually," he responded, "I didn't. I was sent here." Of course, the free will people were horrified. "Sent here? You can't join us unless you choose to be with us on your free will." I think that now you can see the dilemma. Actually, there is one group that this man from this story can join, the Catholic Church. Because our Catholic Church is a bit like the guy who couldn't decide whether to have an apple and orange or not. As Catholics, we believe in both divine election and human choice. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us no one can merit the initial grace of forgiveness and justification. In the order of grace, the invitation belongs to God. At the same time, the Catechism teaches that the grace of Christ is not a rival of human freedom. On the contrary, His grace makes possible genuine inner freedom. "In the Son sets you free, you are free indeed." We can be really confident that we are part of the elect people because of our baptism. Still, you and I, we must make a choice. Everything depends upon it. Daniel says that some shall live forever, but others shall be an everlasting horror and disgrace. It is hard for us to imagine that so much depends on our choice. A few years ago, Princess Anne of England visited the Smithsonian Museum. As part of the tour, astronaut Neil Armstrong showed her a space suit for the moon landing. She touched the material and then asked if there was danger of a rip. Armstrong calmly replied, "The difference between life and death is about 1/100 inch of rubber." Small things really have enormous consequences. So it is with the choice you and I make each day. They might appear small, but deep down we know they are not trivial. They involve the difference between life and death of one's soul. Every moral choice molds a person's character. At any moment, you and I can turn toward God. At any moment, you and I can turn away from God. Jesus warns us, there will come a final day, a final moment. But definitely Jesus is on our side. He wants us to be saved. He gave his life for us. He invites us every day to make good choices. Let us pray that we can be part of the people who are with God in heaven. Amen.